USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that became a rallying point for white supremacists and helped inspire their infamous 2017 rally in Charlottesville will be hoisted off its pedestal this weekend and sent to storage, officials announced Friday. The Lee statue and another Confederate tribute nearby are both scheduled to be removed Saturday, nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the Unite the Right rally. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed concerns over the Biden administration's announcement of a plan to go door to door, providing assurance that the government was not keeping tabs on who is or is not immunized.
Targeted community by community door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida are preparing for a third weekend of work. Surfside Mayor Charlie Burkett says a couple of recovery workers have had to go to the hospital recently.
We did have two individuals, you know, that were injured. One was cardiac in nature and was transported to the hospital and is in stable condition. The other individual was one of the task force members, which received a laceration. They required some sutures, but is stable and all right as well.
Search and rescue teams working 12-hour shifts daily. Republicans from around the United States are converging on Dallas, Texas for the second Conservative Political Action Conference, otherwise known as CPAC, this year. The conference, as with the event CPAC held in Orlando in February, is going to be headlined by former President Donald Trump on Sunday. Donald Trump Jr., the former president's son and chief surrogate, set to speak later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former NFL superstar's daughter will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
Former UNLV and 16-year NFL quarterback Randall Cunningham returned to UNLV after retiring to finish his college degree in the early 2000s. His daughter, Vashti Cunningham, on Fox 5 in Las Vegas, is starting to steal dad's spotlight and will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
My goals going into Tokyo are, you know, straightforward. I definitely want to go and win the gold medal, but also to, you know, keep my focus on the things that I've been training for and, you know, just my relationship with God. I think it's easy to, you know, get focused on other athletes or focused on the competition, but going into it, one of my main goals is to really just remain on the mission that I'm on and not be affected by anybody else.
Vashti will represent the United States in the women's high jump and can be seen August 5th through the 7th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer will seek clearance from U.S. regulators in the coming weeks to distribute a booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine to heighten protection against infections as new virus strains rise. The company said it plans to start clinical trials in August of the new updated version of its vaccine that would better protect against the Delta variant. The CDC saying, though, as of right now, a booster shot is not necessary. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.